welcome. We're out of time. So y'all stay tuned. Happy Hour with Greg Budell. He's next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank is unlikely to raise its key interest rate in response to signs of stubborn inflation and underscored his view that price increases would soon start to cool again. Yet, Powell said his confidence that inflation will ease is not as high as it was because price increases have been persistently hot. Red Lobster says it's closing nearly 50 of its restaurants in the U.S. The location span across more than 20 states, cutting back on Red Lobster's presence in cities like Denver, San Antonio, Indianapolis, and Sacramento. Red Lobster has been struggling for some time, the chain reportedly considering filing for bankruptcy. The Dow had 149 points and the NASDAQ adding 126. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Fire! Quick! Light the gas!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home using high-tech equipment. They'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up your mouth on the potty. Listen, most of roll it back.
Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue. Of course. It's incredibly strong and 100% waterproof and bonds, well, virtually everything. While you're at it, look for Gorilla Tape, a heavy-duty double-thick duct tape, and Gorilla Super Glue, great for all your quick fixes and repairs. There's also Gorilla Epoxy, Gorilla Wood Glue, Gorilla Construction Adhesive, of course. You get it. If you can break it, Gorilla can fix it. For the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers hasn't ended yet, but maybe a few leftover showers through the evening hours tonight in spots. Otherwise, low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow is the best day of the week weather-wise. Lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s. Even Thursday, I think we're dry during the daytime hours with a high around 86. But showers and thunderstorms returning to the forecast Thursday night into Friday. Locally heavy rainfall totals and maybe a few leftover showers over the weekend. from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is easy.
Power hits 102. In just a moment, we'll tell you who this hour's winner is. We got a honey baked ham we're giving away, and of course, the flavor rich prize pack. But best joke of this hour gets this. Next hour, the best joke will win a couple of tickets to see Kenny G at Oak Mountain Amphitheater.
Wow.
And dinner for two at the Green Lantern Restaurant. Yeah, best joke of the morning, $50 cash and dinner for two at the Green Lantern. 12 before 8 o'clock, Paul Harvey News coming up. And just before that, will be Blake with the news. And he'll also give us a rundown on all those high school scores and who the big winners were last night. This is Y102.
This guy's foot was hanging out. And Jake says, what's this man doing in the bed here? And his wife says, you see that refrigerator in there? He bought it. Says, you see that car outside? He bought it. You see that food in there?
He bought it.
Jake says, cover that guy up. Don't let him get cold.
Come on, sir.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you know, they stopped selling Preparation H in Tuscaloosa.
No.
Yeah. They're all perfect. Think about it.
For nearly two decades, Larry and the Waking Crew have been getting your head out of bed. WHHY, FM and AM, Montgomery. That's why.
They're all perfect. They're all perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Glad I didn't say that.
But you agreed.
Yeah.
Fire hits Y102.
Is great radio.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Well, it's the second biggest broadcast because we just heard Larry Stevens and nobody beats him. Welcome to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Guess what? He's in the house along with Master Thespian Rosie. Ah! And me.
And here they are.
Jeff, with four people, surely you'll be inspired to give us the big welcome.
Please clap.
Yeah. Gentlemen, how nice to have you with me.
It is nice to be here.
Especially
is,
since I have, let me see if I can calculate my my show prep today. On the news,
oh!
On lifestyle issues,
oh!
Weird news,
oh!
Zero.
That's all right. We're here to provide content.
We're going to help you. Actually, I was not even supposed to be here today.
I know. You were telling me that.
But
yeah.
I'm sitting in for one Don Sawyer, who was supposed to come by. Don, the downtown artist in Wetumpka, is having a big art show downtown this weekend. He was supposed to be in today.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, look, I've got the rest of the week. He said he had a doctor's appointment pop up. I said, I'll go do it. It gives me an excuse to come by and sit in for a few minutes.
And we're glad you're here, but yeah. I love Don. He's always a
Don's
great guest.
Don's a hoot. Don, years in, you know, Don was in real estate. I mean, years and years ago. He was like, man, he had like the top real estate firm in this area.
Wow.
He was,
wow.
I mean, he sold a lot of houses.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in radio, we gave away several houses.
I remember you telling me
radio
that.
Stations actually gave away some big
gave
prizes.
Gave away houses?
Oh, we gave away
we
houses.
We did that in Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. And it was a Don Sawyer house, the first house we ever gave away. And and I got to know Don from that. Of course, Don advertised on the radio. You know, we actually gave away a brand new house, an IROC Z28 Camaro.
Oh, my goodness.
A nice speedboat on a trailer to one winner. And the house was over Ooh. In Copperfield, which was a new area at that time, right over near Baptist East.
Well, I bet he had a visit from the IRS shortly afterwards.
Oh, yeah. You pay tax on that. I can't. I won a car one time.
Yeah.
And I found out that...
You want a car?
Yeah, that was the coolest thing. Again, this was in the early 70s, and I get this thing from General Mills, and they want to do Rookie of the Year voting for the AFC and the NFC,
okay.
They called it in those days.
Yeah.
And so they were going to sign up so many stations. We were able to get in there early enough, so we became one of them. So people would vote for their Rookie of the Year. Well, every week we would draw a name, and somebody would win like a kit, some kind of a little prize kit from AFC or NFC. Mm-hmm. At the end of it, they were going to select seven winners from seven of the radio stations, one from seven radio stations, who would actually get to go to the Pro Bowl in Dallas. Well, if somebody wins in your market, then somebody from the radio station gets to go.
Oh, wow.
We actually had a winner from Montgomery.
Wow.
And being the kind of guy I am, I put all the disc jockeys' names in a box, but mm-hmm. mine was drawn out. And it was not fixed, I promise you. It's not like the 2020 election.
All right. Woo! We're off to a hot start.
All right. So anyway, we actually got to fly.
What kind of car was it?
To Dallas. Well, while I'm there, they gave away seven cars. They gave away a car to their top salespeople were there with their mm-hmm. top clients. Some kids who sent in box tops were there. The radio, one of the radio station people, one of the radio station winners, the AFC and the NFC rookie. All, I think it was seven cars.
Wow.
And so there were seven of us there. And what they did, they had a big banquet. And they had all the footballs sequestered off in boxes. And he said, okay, we're going to do the radio station. So he had these little miniature footballs. So he would reach in, pick up a football, toss it in the audience. Somebody would grab it, and, you know, the name had been put in. They had in the football. And we won. It was a AMC Javelin.
Oh, yeah.
A nice little car.
Yeah.
And so I had just bought a car at that time myself. And we had our baby. Sarah couldn't drive, of all things. So I finally told her, if we had that kid, you're going to learn to drive. I never stopped her. Once she got that car, boy, she had wheels. She did great. Yeah. So anyway, we sold the car and actually bought our first real nice house.
Lived
in it for 25 years before we finally moved to Elmore County.
Wow.
But it was a great house over in an area called Spring Valley and Montgomery off Woodley Road, which was a phenomenal neighborhood. And great schools. And so, but it was that. And what a great time we had down there. I'm trying to remember, he was one of the rookies of the year. He was a quarterback, and he went on to be an actor. Mm-hmm. He was on several different shows, and I cannot remember his name.
Not Harmon.
No. This was sometime in the early 70s, and but he was a really well-known quarterback. I can't remember who he played for, but then he went on to a pro career and actually did well as a quarterback, and then ended up making some movies later. And, I can still see him.
I wonder if one of our listeners can identify that.
He's an Italian-looking guy.
Possible.
And I cannot remember his name.
All right, I'm starting to get flashbacks here.
Yeah.
Because I know Mark Harmon was a college star.
Yeah.
But he didn't do pros.
No, it would not have been Harmon. I would have remembered that. Yeah. And
man.
So anyway, it was cool. We got to go down. We got to spend, you know, and we were in Dallas. And the interesting thing, that was the stadium, you know, and it was open in the top.
Right.
And it was, what, January or February, they had that thing. And it was cold. Mm. Man, it was cold. Mm-hmm. And, on top of it, they gave us all $175.
Just for spending
money.
These days, that could get you through half a day.
And I went out and bought a coat, I remember, with some of that money, because it was so cold.
That would get you a shopping cart at Food Outlet.
Yeah.
Actually, that would get you, that would actually get you probably two shopping carts at Food Outlet.
Oh, you get a lot of money. You know, that's the one thing, when Sarah and I go to Food Outlet, we'll get up there and we think, man, I can't believe we got out for, this little bit of money because they really do save you a lot. So,
well, I think that's going to be the biggest factor in the election this year. If you've got the government saying, inflation isn't a problem, inflation, but
That's how it said today. The government said inflation is a problem today. PPI.
They finally admitted it.
Was it Biden said when he came in inflation was 9.7%?
That is an outright
1.2% or something at that time.
He's so full of beazel schmears that I can't stand it.
And the one thing on all these polls that are coming out, and the reason I think, you know, remember when Trump won in 16. He was way behind in the polls, but I think people were afraid to admit they were going to vote for Trump.
They still are.
I think that's changed a lot, though, because now he's leading in battleground states. He's leading, and by a lot of points.
Yeah.
I think people have just finally seen the light, and they're fed up. It's not.
Look at Jersey the other day.
They're angry.
100,000 people.
How do you do that?
In blue Jersey. Because, first of all, that's whoever was there. They're tired of hating on America. They're tired of hearing about everything that's wrong with this country. And a guy who openly loves it and appreciates it, I think, and all, and even the most hardened Democrat, communist, whatever you want to call him, has to know deep down what's happening here with all these stupid court cases. They've got a convicted perjurer testifying against a former president in court on a law in which the statute of limitations is long past. But it's okay to sick the Department of Justice on this guy because he's the boogeyman.
Well, and Cohen admitted yesterday that he taped Donald Trump without his permission, which is a crime.
Yeah.
On the stand. On the stand. He admitted he committed a crime.
I'm sure they charged him right away, right? Didn't they?
Of course not. Of course not.
Oh, yeah, they've got him. Well, as a matter of fact, I was listening to Jonathan Turley, the law professor. He said, I feel like that Cohen perjured himself yesterday at least once, maybe twice, when I was listening to him this morning.
And he's so cocksure about everything.
Well,
he's so
obnoxious.
Obvious
that they're all, but they forget this is Trump's spinach. You know, for like Popeye.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Popeye take his spinach and beat the crap out of everybody.
Exactly.
Well, this is his spinach. The more you pile on to the guy, the more you do this kind of stuff, the stronger he gets.
Yep.
And they haven't figured that out.
Yeah.
And nobody else could endure this never-ending, withering, cheap shot blast, the abuse of our whole system to get the guy. And every time they pull one of these stunts, they make him more popular.
He just gets more popular, gets stronger.
Looks like we have a call.
Yes. Ooh, we have
from
a call.
Mike. Mike, you're on with Larry Stevens, the really cool Master Thespian, Rosie Brock, and Mediocre Me. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're okay.
Don Meredith, was that the guy you were thinking
of? No, not Don Meredith.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it was Roman Gabriel.
Ah, you know what? I was going to suggest that.
You know,
but
it might have been.
Yeah. I remember Roman Gabriel.
He was with the Rams, wasn't he?
Roman Gabriel won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I remember him doing a lot of endorsement stuff for Burger King because the Whopper was truly a Whopper back then.
Yes.
And it was called the Roman Gabriel Grip.
Yes.
Because it takes two hands to handle the Whopper.
I'm looking at him. I don't think it was Roman.
I don't think it is either. I think there's an you said an Italian guy,
this
right?
This guy played on... Yeah, he had an Italian...
Roman Gabriel's a Roman name.
Yes, it is. But he had black hair. He had this curly black hair, and he was... And he looked Italian to me. And it seems like his name was...
Marianello.
But he starred...
Let's ask
it. It was one of the police shows, one of the early police shows that... that was on in the 70s that he was in. He went from football to acting.
Siri, can you name a former NFL quarterback who went on to become a great actor?
Hey, that's a good idea.
Terry Bradshaw is a professional quarterback that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers his whole career
Italian.
And won 4 Super Bowls with the team. He is recognized as one of the best quarterbacks.
Siri, is there anybody beside Terry Bradshaw who was an NFL quarterback who went on to become a great actor?
Here's what I found.
All right,
see you guys.
Oh, were you done? Thank you.
We're just sitting here talking
Thank
among
you,
ourselves.
Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
But Roman Gabriel was a good
That was a good quarterback,
yeah.
But it's not him.
Vinny Testaverde.
And it's going to drive me crazy.
Vinny Testaverde, Tony Kozar became a dentist.
Yeah.
See, Jim Brown, we know, but he was not a quarterback. Yeah. Merlin Olsen, Bubba Smith, Alex Karras, the gambler, John Matuszak.
No.
Fred Dreyer. Dick Butkus.
All good names.
Butkus wasn't a quarterback.
There's Bradshaw, Fred Williamson. Ed Marinaro, that's
Ed Marinaro.
The guy. I was right. I said Marinello.
Yeah.
Why do I feel so good about myself all of a sudden?
But no, it was Ed Marinaro. He was one of the guys.
Yeah, that's it.
He was one of the rookies.
Isn't that a good feeling when you finally go, yes, we know it.
I knew I was close.
Who did he play his college ball for?
Marinero.
Rebel.
I don't know.
Here's Rebel.
Rebel.
Is he with USC?
Hey.
What?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I tell you, I got my co-compadres here at work, and between you and Stevens, I said, you know, I was telling them, I bet you there's, y'all correct me. I bet there's 70 years of broadcasting between the two of them.
Well, let's see. Okay, hang on.
My 20 and Larry's 50. Yeah, that would
okay,
be accurate.
I started in 64.
More than 20.
And I mean,
yeah, more than 20.
I spent almost 40 years on the air total.
And Steven started at Walkathon in Montgomery years ago when I was growing up, and Greg's been in it. I mean, my goodness, between the two of you, I was telling my compadre here at work, I said, you don't realize that the history of these two cats right here, if we could get them together more often, man. I mean, I would love, I mean, it ain't just me now. I got people here at work that would, Larry, both of you got something in common. Y'all stay at Eastbrook.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to admit that it is pretty awesome sitting here in the presence of greatness.
Somebody, and I posted it on Facebook the other day, somebody sent an air check.
Thank you for the call.
Which, of course, is, you know, for our non-radio friends, that's where you record your show and you keep it for posterity. Mm-hmm. Or, you show it to
potential
employers. And so it was an air check of me on the morning show, Chris O'Kelly in midday.
Right.
David J. Beecher in the afternoons, Crazy Preston at night, and the other guy who was he was my midnight to six guy, mm-hmm. and he was phenomenal. I've been listening to this air check, and I'm thinking, this guy is so good, and he's my midnight to six guy.
Yeah.
I always had this theory that you were about as good as I think Rosie did midnight to six for me. For us. See, I always had high standards.
Yeah.
And because at 2 o'clock in the morning, I wanted the station to be as good as it possibly could be, even on par with the rest of the day. And I think that it carried over to the station. But
well, it's going to be somebody you can trust.
Yeah.
You know?
But Crazy Preston was good. I had to fire him, though. He got caught with some stuff.
And, uh-oh. He was a little too crazy. Just a little too crazy.
He was crazy. He was good on the air. And I think it was just a little wacky weed. But at that time, you know.
Tell me about it.
He was tougher in
those
days.
At a guy here who almost wound up getting in serious trouble with that stuff, mm-hmm. totally of my own doing. Mm-hmm. I was an idiot. I was helping out in a murder investigation, and I went to the Chicago State's Attorney, which is right next to the Cook County Jail, which is one of the most dangerous neighborhoods, period, in all of Chicago. I think they're all dangerous now, but back at that time. And I did not want to leave my attaché case in the car. But I'm going to see the state's attorney. Why would I think that they're going to rifle through my stuff? And they took it out of my hand before I even had a chance to give it to somebody,
mm-hmm.
or turn around and leave. And there's a full bag.
Some stuff in there.
There's stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was immediately arrested. And so I'm telling this woman who was my guard. What do they call the women guards?
Matron. Or
matron, yeah. And I've lost it. I'm looking at my whole life. I was in radio and I was working. I don't know if I've ever told you this 40 or 50,000 times, Larry, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx,
the band.
Vaguely, I've heard of them.
Yeah, I think I've got your name on a radio.
Their logo was on top of the briefcase.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I'm watching all of this fly away in my cartoon head. And wondering, how many years am I going to end up doing for this? I may never leave this building until I'm, mm-hmm. 10 years older. Because the penalties were really harsh then. Well, the state's attorney, who I'd come down to help, he walks in the room. He looks like Clark Kent. And he's got this funny little smirk on his face, like, oh, God, I can't believe we got a witness here. And he says to the matron, we are going to... this gentleman is here to help us in a murder investigation on a volunteer basis. So what we're going to do is we're going to take this bag and dispose of it. Yeah. And I'm going to ask Mr. Budell to come to my office to help me with this investigation on the promise that he will never, ever do this again. Those were his exact words.
Yeah.
And the whole time, you could tell he was trying to burst out laughing. But this is just the beginning of the story. So I'm crying up the stairs because I'm so relieved that I got my life back. I lost it for about 20-25 minutes.
Yeah.
Get it back. After I worked with him on this case, and it was really fascinating because I had been lied to. But see, what happened was, oh God, this is becoming
oh, this is great.
Styx was doing a concert in a western suburb, and I needed a liaison out that way who could run errands and stuff. So I hired this woman strictly on her qualifications and not on her dark hair or dark eyes or shapely body. It had nothing to do with picking her. So I was calling to see if I could come by with the latest stuff I needed done. Her mother answered the phone and said, she's not here. And her mother was very aloof and cold and distant. Mm-hmm. But in this particular conversation, she was very engaging. She said, I'm sure she'll be back in 5 minutes. Call back in 5 minutes. Okay, thank you. Make sure you call back in 5 minutes. It may have been 6 or 7 minutes, but I called back. The daughter answers the phone, hysterical. I don't know what's happened here. I can't find my mother. The house is, everything, there's food all over the place and debris everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can't find my mother. So I said, I'll be there shortly. I'll be there as quickly as I can.
And you had just talked to her.
Oh. Well, I talked to the mother.
Yeah.
I get to the house just in time to see them carrying the mother out on a stretcher covered. She's dead.
Wow.
Wow.
Dead.
Wow.
The girl that was supposed to help me is standing outside on the front porch, and I'm expecting, really, I thought I was going to be there as comfort food or something, and she's standing on the porch, sees me, and says, you want to come in and look around? Now, that should have been my first cue to go away.
Yes.
But no, I've already been brilliant, as you've heard so far this afternoon. So I went in, and sure enough, there is stuff everywhere, but it looked fake. It looked set up. There's a jewelry box on the floor. Some of it was out. Some of it was... And then she takes me into the bathroom, and like a model on Let's Make a Deal, points to the mirror where it looked like she had brought a calligrapher in to write black power on the bathroom mirror. In other words, this will throw them off the scent.
Oh, my goodness.
So she had offed her mom.
Oh, my goodness.
She and her brother. But they were never charged.
Really?
So one of the detectives that was walking around said, what's your story? So I said, well, I talked to her just before she was murdered. Is that helpful? Yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he calls a cop over and says, take this man to the station and get his statement. He wanted me out of there.
Yeah.
When he realized who I was there to see. She was already a suspect, but they never charged her. In fact, many years later, I was reading the Chicago Tribune on a visit to my mom and dad, and they had a list of the city's biggest unsolved murders, and there it was.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was still...
Oh, my goodness.
So,
I take it you didn't hire her.
So when I went to help with the investigation, that's when I hit the pod, Larry, and I didn't mean to do it. It was a stupid mistake.
Who was the disc jockey? I think in L.A. that recorded his show and ran home and killed his wife.
I do remember a story like that. Yeah.
Was it one of the KHJ guys or one of the big stations?
I don't think it was Humble Harv. I think
it was Humble Harv.
I thought he just walked in on her and found her, and it was a crime of passion.
Well, that's probably who this was.
He went to prison. He
can't trust these
liars. He did go to prison.
It's like some of the TV shows you see, where you see a guy and he records his show and he goes, you know,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
No, I was on the radio,
perfect
but
alibi.
He really, yeah, but he wasn't.
How much have we talked about the art show so far, Larry?
Not much.
Yeah, we got more time.
Kenny from Max was on.
No. Yeah, I'll stay.
Kenny from Max.
If you want to talk to him, then I'll talk about the art show.
We had Andrew from the city and with us this morning.
Yeah,
and I really want to attend this. I think what Wetumpka's doing is just unbelievable.
This is great. There's over 50 artists will be in downtown Wetumpka this Saturday, and there'll be other things going on.
Oh yeah, music.
And Don Saunders become actually. Wetumpka's become quite the art place. It's an art, as far as like people who are artists. Mm-hmm. There are some incredible galleries there. I know when I first got there, somebody says, you know, you probably see somebody come up in a limousine and get out and go in and spend $50,000-$70,000 on a piece of art.
That'll be me.
Wow.
And get back and fly back to New York. But I mean,
that'll be me. That's what I do with all the extra money I make under this Biden economy. Yeah, you know, I have too much.
But a lot of artists in Wetumpka, and this is a show that it's you know, the downtown area, Hill Street, and so on, you know, and not Main Street, Bridge Street.
It's fulfilling.
It's all that place where the hometown.
The historic section. And, yeah, it'll be down there. But they're supposed to have some food trucks. And Don Sawyer's supposed to be here. Don, who's quite the artist. He's the guy that does all the fish.
Yes.
You know, art. And that's people just love. And he will be there. He's sort of heading all this up. But it's going to be a big weekend Saturday. I'm just hoping that I haven't looked at the latest prognostication on the weather.
I think Saturday's supposed to be good.
I have a beautiful flyer here. We got all the details on it. We'll be talking it up. I'm going to try and go.
Yeah.
I've got a wedding on Saturday afternoon, but other than that, we have Kenny from Maxwell on with Larry Stevens, Master Thespian, Rosie Brock, and what's his name?
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and Rosie?
Yes.
Now, you were trying to figure out...
You're breaking up, Kenny.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
If you're on a speaker, it would be probably better if you were not.
Okay, how about now?
All right.
Oh, much better.
That's more robuster.
Yeah, so what I was saying, when you were trying to figure out the football player, the only name that came to my mind from the 70s would have been Vince Ferragamo, because I figured he's Italian.
Right. Vince Ferragamo, I remember that name.
Yeah. Ed Marinaro.
That was a big name. I think Ed played at Cornell.
You're right. Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
He's the only guy that I could think of that was Italian.
Yeah, my brain was not going back that far, you know. But I remember, I was there, but you know, I've had my hard drive is so full.
I always say I'm here, but I'm not all there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hey, but you're here, which is good. That's half the battle.
Yes.
You can't fight the war if you don't show up.
I was such a grump when I got here, and I'm in such a happy mood right now. This is medicine.
Good.
You guys.
Thanks. Good.
And Greg, this might be a little late. But were you able to attend the Blue Angels Air Show?
Oh, yeah.
Because I got to thinking about it. I know you have this, you know, passion for airplanes, and it almost didn't happen because they had a C-47. We were standing out there watching. C-47 came in and the wind grabbed it. And when we looked, he was up on one wheel, tilting for the grass, and we're thinking, oh, God, he's going to crash. There goes the air show. This is not going to be good. Somehow he brought it back down and landed. So I know there was a change of underwear needed in that plane. But we found out they were supposed to bring in a B-29.
Yeah, Fifi.
I would have loved to have seen.
Fifi from the Commander.
But it had mechanical issues, and he couldn't make it in.
I've been on Fifi many times. Flying over the tumbleweeded prairies of Texas in a B-24.
Oh, wow.
With Fifi, the B-29, off to our right. We were flying in tandem with this thing. And what a sight that was.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have phone cameras then. I couldn't take a picture, you know?
I would have loved to have seen that. But anyway, I just wanted to run that by you.
Thank you.
Hope you guys have a very blessed day.
It was the Blue Angels that were here. And,
yes.
And they were coming, and I get a call and said, would you like to go up with the Blue Angels? This has been several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you have to go through the background check. Before they let you do that. But anyway, I was going to ride with them. And the day before I was supposed to go up with the Blue Angels, the base commander at Maxwell passed away.
And all
of that got canceled.
Oh, no.
And so that was my one opportunity. I did get to go up with the Air National Guard.
I got to go up with them in 86.
That was fun, but to have ridden with the Blue Angels would have been one of those once-in-a-lifetime kind of
It is. Yeah. I got to go as a member of the media way back.
That's back when I was somebody in the media, but, you know, they don't call me for that stuff anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's somebody did get to fly with them this year, but I didn't.
I think somebody from Channel 12.
Yeah, somebody from Channel 12.
Went up with them.
One of the reporters there.
But you know who is the current commander of Maxwell, Colonel Richardson?
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
I get to do a voiceover every year for a group called the Gathering of Eagles, where they honor these incredible American heroes.
Yeah.
And among the people that were honored this year were Gene Kranz.
Oh, really?
Who I was in total awe of when he was in our studio, thanks to Colonel Joe Panza. And one of the Tuskegee Airmen, one of the Red Tails, who turned 100 this year.
Oh, my goodness.
And
both
had health issues and couldn't make the luncheon last week. But I'll tell you what, that was... Really special. Really
now,
special.
Have you ever read Krantz's book, Failure is Not an Option?
I have not read the book, no.
It's fascinating. I may loan you my copy because he talks all about that experience, not just Apollo 13, but the total experience of being one of the controllers, the flight controllers for the Mercury and Gemini and NASA. And it's really fascinating.
The question I asked him that I really found fascinating, there's quite a few skeptics on whether or not we went to the moon. And I don't blame people for questioning anything because we've been lied to so frequently on such a grand scale. Why believe anything the government's ever told us?
Especially now, we're being lied to all the time.
Yeah. 24/7.
Yeah.
But I asked him, I said, what do you say to somebody who doesn't believe we made the moon? And he said, well, and he's very calm. He didn't take, Buzz Aldrin takes that very personally. Mm-hmm. Gene Kranz did not. He said, well, you would have to believe that 300,000 to 400,000 people who participated in that project and that mission all got on the same page to tell the same lie, and nobody
broke ranks.
And they kept the secret.
Yeah.
And
it's impossible.
Totally. I mean, it's impossible. I wouldn't take those odds if it was three people, much less 300,000.
Well, the biggest issue I have is that there is so much evidence out there, photographic evidence. There's film. There's hardware, all these things that would cost billions of dollars to reproduce.
And you can see stuff left behind on the moon.
Yeah.
You know, by these things. And so, I don't know. I guess there always will be doubters.
I think there are people who, first of all, it's almost universally people who didn't live through the experience. We didn't go to the moon in a weekend. It took 10 years of testing and the different projects to get there, and we listened to that on our transistor radios. Mm-hmm. I'm glad. I would love to be younger, but you know what? I lived through a pretty cool part of history. I'm just sorry that as I'm passing 50 now, that
you're passing
the history of
50
miles an hour.
Oh,
the history that we're witnessing up close and personal sucks. It's just, this is an awful, embarrassing time for this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a demented president and a hyena. I just play that clip from Kamala yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
I will when we come back.
Yeah. Did you play, not the one where she said the bad word?
Yeah, but I had it bleeped.
Yeah. Oh, of course, but,
But
why would somebody who's the vice president of the United States get up there and do that?
Because she can get away with it.
She's trying to make cool points. She wants the kids to think she's cool.
Look at me. Yeah, I could drop an F-bomb.
I mean, John F. Kennedy, Dwight Eisenhower, even Richard Nixon, you know, all of the presidents that I can think of would never have gotten up and used
that. No, there's a decorum attached to the office. You may have said something privately, but...
What's his face from Georgia?
Carter.
Jimmy
Carter.
Oh, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. Help me here at my brain. And
who's still alive.
In a private meeting, he used the A word, you know, what you call a donkey.
Right.
And in the meeting, and that stirred them all up, you know, just... I'm going to kick so-and-so's.
Because we had expectations of a president in those days that they were above all that street stuff. Kind of like this show.
Yeah, right.
Well, but the sad part is
that
children are not taught. Nobody ever hears John F. Kennedy's speeches anymore.
No.
Nobody hears Eisenhower's speeches.
And
they don't hear Truman.
A dreadful
shame. Because they don't have time, apparently, in school.
They're too busy being taught garbage like global warming, which doesn't exist, and other fantasies and hoaxes from the Democrats.
You know, I tell you, they've done some schools. Who was it just? The University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, just eliminated their DEI.
To hire police, which is even better.
To hire more police.
The pendulum is turning.
People are starting to see that this is ridiculous. And when you see them getting on campus, look, they have a legal right to protest.
Sure.
I mean, I guess you can protest if you want, but you don't have a legal right to take over a school. You don't have a legal right to interfere with somebody else who wants to go to school there.
Right.
Exactly. Do your protest.
Or damage property to get your message across or anything else.
And then we see all of these people who looted and burned businesses and destroyed things, and nothing was ever done about it.
None. No, we got to prosecute Donald Trump for tearing the tag off a freaking mattress!
For misdemeanor.
Yeah.
By the way, and which, of course, statute of limitations. And, in fact, this guy in New York, he bootstrapped it into some kind of a state thing, but it was actually a federal.
Yeah, and the feds didn't want to touch it.
And they didn't touch it.
No.
And so he takes it.
You mean, are you talking about the parade float, also known as Alvin Bragg?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who eats apparently very well.
Well,
apparently. Look at me, how thin I am.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to break the 200-pound barrier.
Are you?
Soon, yes.
Well, keep going.
I plan on it.
You've already beaten Joey. You're lower.
I am less than Joey. Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I do. You know, there's nothing like, you know, I took off about 60 pounds. I've had them off about a year now, over a year probably. And it makes such a difference in how you feel.
It really does.
And it just, you know.
And it's helped me, like, sciatic and things that.
Yeah.
I do these walking curls with 15 pounds in each hand. I did 1,000 of those.
Wow.
After a little nap today, yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
I did 300 crunches this morning. And I'm starting to.
You start to feel the difference.
Starting to get definition.
I'm not quite that ambitious, but.
I'm just, you know, my goal is to be semi-shirtless on the September boom cover.
That'd be nice. That'll sell some magazines right there.
Yeah.
That's something you don't see every day.
No, the way that'll work is we will give you money. Will you take money from me to take this magazine away? That's how that's going to work. Yeah. All right. If you were my boss, you would probably fire me because we are now 22 minutes behind because we had so much fun.
The hotline would have already been ringing.
Oh, I'm sure. About a minute past the due time, and I would have had it coming. But I'm having a great time, and I don't want to stop. But the Wetumpka River and Blues Music and Art Festival, that is this Saturday from 4 to 10.
Now, that's in Gold Star Park, which is sort of a separate event from the Art Walk, Art Festival.
Which is downtown.
But it's all, it segues from one end to the other.
Cool.
The Art Festival starts that morning and goes all day long. Mm-hmm. And probably closes down at 4 or 5, and then segue into Gold Star Park. And that's always a big deal with a lot of folks, too.
Somebody can take the whole day and do both of them.
Yeah. You know,
I live
now in the shadow of the casino. And so I can actually walk to downtown from where I live.
Wow.
As opposed to where I did live.
And, can I park you at your house and walk from there?
Yes, I'll make room for you. And, you know, we love it there. It's except for the cicadas.
Yep.
We walked into that neighborhood. It's called River Oaks. When we moved in there, I couldn't believe how quiet it was. Uh-huh. It was just quiet all the time. And so we started hearing this noise, and I thought it was a mechanical noise. I kept saying, what is that? Because you wouldn't hear it later in the day. It would go away as the evening came on. And then it kept getting louder and louder. And finally, I figured, it's the cicadas. Mm-hmm. Because right behind us, you know, the river's back in there, and then there's this huge forest area. So there must be millions of them over there. And I was out in my backyard one day, and my neighbor's on the other side, and it's a 6-foot privacy fence. And he, on the fence, he said, what is that noise? And I told him, I said, I think that's cicadas. Everybody over there was trying to figure out what it was. But,
all right, we're going to take a moment here and get our first look at the roads, your local news, and a quick mention that the inflation numbers coming out today and tomorrow. Today, they only missed by 150%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, real close. What does it mean? How does it impact us? And what might we expect tomorrow? Brant McDonald joins us at 5:15. If you would like to sit down with a financial planner, which I think is a really critical thing to do because of the uncertain times and the things you hear in the news, and stop dealing with rumors. Talk to somebody who knows this inside out. Ask questions, and maybe there's a chance that there's a working relationship there. But nobody's going to try to push you or sell you into anything. What happens at Invista Advisor sells itself. 387-0094.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
It's been quiet this afternoon. We've got light, especially moderate traffic at a lot of places. Really busy on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85. But no problems anywhere. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us about the same report, so we'll just call it all clear. Buckle up and drive carefully. We're keeping an eye on the roads for you. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. 10 individuals have been charged with theft of federal funding from Tuskegee University. 4 are former Tuskegee University employees who created purchase orders so that checks would be issued to co-conspirators. The multi-year theft scheme diverted about $500,000 in federal funds. One person is dead following a weekend accident involving an all-terrain vehicle in Montgomery. 26-year-old Shanithia Rembert's four-wheeler crashed in the area of Cotton Street and Rigsby Street shortly before 8 p.m. Sunday night. Rembert was pronounced dead at the scene. The Alabama Cannabis Coalition announced Monday it is extremely disappointed in state lawmakers for not taking steps needed toward getting a medical marijuana program started in Alabama. The statement comes more than 3 years after legislation was passed authorizing medical marijuana in the state. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm Alabama's personal injury attorney, Johnny Adams. Alabama's personal injury law firm is the Johnny Adams Law Firm. If you've been injured, call 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs presents the Riverbend Brew Fest Friday, May 17th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Union Station train shed. Brew Fest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Free admission with tickets on site. Ticket price includes a commemorative tasting glass and will be benefiting the Riley Foundation. There'll be food vendors and a special performance by voice finalist Kirk J. For ticket information, visit mgmcityevents.com. Sponsored by Blue Water Broadcasting and the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Plus, get your application fee waived through May 31st. Flexible online and hybrid classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower
our enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Get Memorial Day savings all month at Lexus of Montgomery. Like the new 2024 Lexus IS 350, now just $453 a month. New Lexus IS 300, only $463 a month. Luxury doesn't have to be out of your budget. And with Memorial Day savings all month, there's never been a better time to drive a new Lexus. Memorial Day savings end soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. VIN number R57772-4669 to assign. VIN number R513076-4527 to assign. 36 months, 10,000 mile lease with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, doc, fee, expires 6/4/20.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers hasn't ended yet, but maybe a few leftover showers through the evening hours tonight in spots. Otherwise, low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow is the best day of the week weather-wise. Lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s. Even Thursday, I think we're dry during the daytime hours with a high around 86. But showers and thunderstorms returning to the forecast Thursday night into Friday. Locally heavy rainfall totals and maybe a few leftover showers over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pooping in the neighbor's yard. Riding with me in my car. Always giving people licks. And helping me to meet some chicks.
My name's Taylor.
And this is Muttley.
That's how I bond with my dog.
It's Bond with Your Dog Day. Do we really need to celebrate that? Who doesn't bond with their dog? We have one for adoption right here, by the way, if you're interested. That's right. It's well-fed and very friendly. Yes,
very well-fed.
Very friendly.
Just don't get him around Governor Gnome. If you see, it's so funny, Gutfeld. Boy, he had a field day out of that.
Well, you know, she was supposed to show up on his show, and she canceled.
She didn't show up. Boy, he...
Oh. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I bet she was sorry after he got through. But later, I didn't hear the whole full story, but apparently this was not just some little innocent puppy.
It wasn't.
It was a mean dog.
I have heard her talking about it, about the fact that they'd had issues with... Somebody else had issues with it, and so... They gave it to Christy Gnome's family to try to see if they could help correct some of the issues, and he wound up killing some chickens on somebody else's farm, and she was we can't.
And
we
if
can't.
It's dangerous and going to hurt kids, you have to be concerned about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I had the best dog ever when I was growing up. Yeah. I mean, this guy was great.
Dog's name was?
Blackie,
right.
And we got him. He was just a puppy, and of course, obviously, he was black fur, so they ended up being Blackie. And anyway, he smiled. He would smile at you. Mm-hmm. And when he got in trouble and I would scold him, he'd come to his head down and he'd have that smile on his face walking up to me.
And, he knew that worked.
The first day I took Sarah to the house, you know, where I lived, and here comes Blackie and he's got them teeth showing. And she thought he was going to bite her or something. But he was the best dog. I mean, he was great for a kid growing up in those mountains, but he was a fantastic dog, and he was very smart. I mean, he did a lot of things that normal dogs just didn't do. But he was a smart dog, and we lost him a few years ago. But you know, and pretty soon they're going to say that we lost Larry a few years ago.
Oh God, we can't say that.
And a serious note, Ann Collister.
Yes,
a lot of people. If you're ever been in radio in this area, probably in the entire state, mm-hmm. would know the name Ann Collister. I moved here in 1969. She was the assistant general manager at WHHY AM. Mm-hmm. The FM was like there, but it was nothing in those days. And she was the first employee when the Hope Robinson Company bought that radio station. She was the first employee they hired in 1954.
Wow.
And Ann was phenomenal. I mean, and she later, she was assistant manager, she became general manager. So we sort of got promoted in tandem.
Yeah,
because I could never be promoted over Ann. She was too valuable.
Right.
And yet people were trying to hire me, and Bob didn't want to lose me either. So he would, if I moved to operations manager, vice president, she was general manager, vice president. And then finally, I was GM VP, and she was the president of the company. And I told people, I said, you know, I worked with her for all those years, and we never had an argument. She was the kindest, most gentle, and she kept things running. And she passed away at 91 at her daughter's home over in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And the funeral was this Friday. And we're losing a lot of good people. My friend Charlie Greider, you know, that I'd known for 50-some
love
years.
I,
in fact, when we started going to the church we're currently in, Charlie, I said, why don't you come to church with us? And he did, and mm-hmm. found the Lord there, and was there till he died. And but you know, and that's the thing, you know, after a certain amount of time, you start losing your friends and
colleagues.
And there have been others that, you know, it's tough. It's a tough thing to go through. Now, but Ann was really a spectacular person.
You know that my coming here, Ann was working for Blue Water.
She was.
And
well, actually, it was Stroh. Well, was it?
Can you imagine her?
Did you work for Blue Water, or was it Stroh? Was she still?
No, she was here.
Okay, Stroh had owned it, and then she stayed over. He'd worked for her.
Right.
And then,
so can you imagine, Ann, with all that experience, here comes Greg Goodell, very different sort of person. But instead of, oh, that'll never work in Montgomery, she embraced me and got me remotes when I was first here, when I was really desperate for money because I was waiting on a contract settlement. I had no idea when it was going to come in, so I did anything that I was asked to do to make an extra buck. And so she was really kind to me and one of the first to embrace me here.
She was a very kind, gentle Southern woman.
I bumped into her.
But yet she got the job done. She busted through the glass ceiling. You know, up until when I moved here, you did not see a female in radio sales. It was all male.
Wow.
Everything was all male back in those days. Yeah. Then finally they figured out that women do it better than men, and now it's mostly all women.
We have several sales guys.
Most of the when I was at another station here in town before I left radio, the entire staff was female, and they were incredible.
Woodward and Jane Ray.
They were there, but they were for the sister station,
right.
You know, at the time, because mm-hmm. we were in there at Colonial Broadcasting. But anyway, she really broke that glass ceiling.
Pioneer.
Back when, and was phenomenal. And then finally, everybody else caught on that, hey, maybe we should think about it.
And worked up until a few years ago, so she was in the business over 60 years.
Wow.
Easy.
So,
easy. She started in 54, so.
Yeah.
We have a call, and then we have to take our last break of the hour. Time has gone by like in a blur here. Here's Chris.
It's Craig.
Well, we only missed by one.
That's close enough. Hey, Larry.
Yes.
Were you ever a disc jockey in Northern Virginia, D.C., Washington, D.C. area?
No, I was not. I did grow up in Virginia, but I grew up in southwestern Virginia in a little coal mining town called Grundy. But I almost ended up in the D.C. area. I was offered the morning show on WPGC. I don't know if you go back to those call letters.
It's another thing we have in common. I was offered a chance to replace Howard Stern at D.C. 101.
Really? Yeah.
I was one of four people they flew in to interview. And my buddy, the program director, and I was doing very well in South Florida at the time, said, mm-hmm. they're getting rid of Howard because he was way over the edge, so dial it back a little bit. So I did.
And you didn't get the job.
They gave it to the grease man.
Yeah,
if I had known,
that's dialing it back.
That was the worst advice anybody ever.